When you support a cause, you can give money or you can wear a colored ribbon. Yellow ribbons can show support for troops, liver disease, or genocide awareness. Purple is for animal abuse, 9/11 victims, and ADD. Turquoise ribbons are for addiction recovery, interstitial cystitis, and Native American reparations. Sarah Moore has been researching this phenomenon of the awareness ribbon. She wrote a book called Ribbon Culture: Charity, Compassion, and Public Awareness. She joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about how this so-called ribbon culture first began.
Well, I suppose it started back in 1991 with the emergence of the Red AIDS Awareness Ribbon. I mean, this is the first proper awareness ribbon in the sense that this is where you get that very familiar looped ribbon motif. This is where the ribbon is sort of very commonly worn on lapel. And after that, you know, the ribbons proliferate. And of course, you've already identified a great number of causes for which you can wear ribbons. So I suppose the early 90s is really the sort of start of this.
And now, as you mentioned, it's a symbol you see everywhere. It's bumper stickers, T-shirts, websites. Why has this one symbol become so universal, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's partly because it's become something of a brand icon. Charities and their corporate sponsors tend to use the ribbon motif as a sort of a way of course, drawing attention to their causes. But it's just like a Nike swoosh. You know, it really, I think, does have a certain brand appeal. And that, to a degree, accounts for its popularity, as does the fact that really showing oneself to be a compassionate sort of person has become a really popular pastime. You know, caring is cool, if you like, at the moment, I think.
You write in your book that these ribbons are meant to show awareness. What exactly does show awareness mean?
I'm going to have to say I was pretty confused by this myself. When I started the research, I thought that I'd find a lot of people who would talk about spreading awareness. But actually, more often than not, people would say, I know, spreading awareness is important, but really it's about showing that I'm aware. And I sort of wanted to dig at that a little bit, really sort of get behind that. What, as you said, you know, what actually is awareness? And unfortunately, you know, by the time I finished the research, I spoke to, you know, well over 100 ribbon wearers. I had to conclude that it doesn't actually involve knowledge of a cause, a reciprocal relationship with a sufferer or a group of sufferers, or sort of involvement beyond wearing the ribbon. So I suppose from my point of view, it's a little bit disappointing actually to find that awareness more often than not, I think, constitutes a rather passive, vague consciousness that a cause or a problem exists and causes problems.
Is there any relation between these ribbons and genuine compassion?
I think, you know, I think there is at times. You know, I don't want to be a complete naysayer. I'm not trying to insist that every ribbon wearer is just self-oriented and interested in nothing more than and showing that they're concerned and they're that sort of person. So I think it can sort of suggest compassion. But I have to say, more often than not, I think compassion, as it's summed up, if you like, in the awareness ribbon, has become a rather pat, commodified emotion. You know, and I think that's the reality of it.
So what's a better option? I mean, obviously, there are all sorts of really important causes out there. We want people to have compassion and be informed. So if not the ribbon, what's a better option?
Of course. Get involved. Join a group. You know, help out. Do voluntary action. Get involved in charity by all, you know, means. But I don't think really the best way of showing one's compassion is by wearing a ribbon.
Sarah Moore is the author of the book Ribbon Culture. Thank you so much.
Thank you.